Let us pray. God of light, your searching spirit reveals and illuminates your presence. Shine into our lives, we pray. And once more, may we offer our hands and our hearts to your work. Amen. As we worship here this morning, strong winds sweep our country and our town, and we seek safety and shelter from the storm. Thinking about other news headlines, our world seeks safety and shelter from the coronavirus. Our gospel reading had the words, "A city on a hill cannot be hidden." Yet, in Wuhan, in China, a city of 11 million people hide away in fear of contracting the virus. And many around the world are in quarantine. And as we reflect on other news stories and the stories of our own lives and experiences, we can feel the strong winds blowing against us. As a church family at this time, and as a town community, it feels very much like we are in the midst of a storm. Bereavement and sorrow buffet us and bruise us. Sickness and pain strike us and wound us. And yes, we have faith, but sometimes it feels like that flame of our faith is being buffeted and blown, at risk of being extinguished. We need God's loving hands around it today to shelter it. On days like this, and at times like this, we know what it is to sing, "O Lord, the clouds are gathering." Forces beyond our control threaten us and would overtake us. Well, to illustrate this point, and yes, to lift our spirits and raise a smile this morning, we're going to watch a clip from the Disney film Winnie the Pooh and the Blustery Day. And we can tell the children what they've missed, you see. These clips, they're not all for the children. They're for us all. So we're going to watch this clip and enjoy it. Well, there the narrator in the Winnie the Pooh and the Blustery Day said, "Poor little piglet found that his small size was no match for the rather large wind that was fiercely blowing." Do you know how Piglet felt? Have you been there? With Piglet, do you sometimes cry out, "I'm unraveling"? And you just need that wise word from the owl, the wise word from God, "Hold tight, hold tight." We need a word of hope today. And so we look to Scripture and to our gospel reading especially, from the Sermon on the Mount. "And there and then, Jesus stood alongside and blessed a whole flood of humanity. And we see ourselves in that crowd. Those who were poor and mournful. The meek, the aching, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, and the persecuted. And Jesus looked at them and he loved them all. That unraveled and disheveled multitude were not forgotten. They could not be hidden anymore because through Jesus, the light of God was shining upon them with his love. He is the light of the world. He is the light of all lights. He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus is our only way out of the dark. The darkness of grief. The darkness of despair. The darkness of sin. This is our great hope for today, for us, for our town, our villages, our communities, for our nation and our world. He is our only way out of the dark and the storm. He lights our way. He lights our way. We need not fear. He is with us in all weathers, in every season of our soul. He is with us. Sometimes we wish God would helicopter us out of our troubles. But instead, he sent his son Jesus to parachute in to where we are. The gospel word is incarnation, not evacuation. And it's the presence of God, the presence of our Lord Jesus, our Savior and our friend, in the midst, in the eye of the storm, that makes all the difference. That means that we can persevere and go on and take the next step. He will never leave us. When he comes, he stays. We are not forgotten. We are remembered. We shall not be overwhelmed. We declare in every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. We stand firm today on his word, his great and precious promises. We are that wise man who built his house on the rock. The story that Jesus ends his Sermon on the Mount with. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, but it did not fall because it had its foundation on rock. Are you building on rock today? Is your house secure? Whatever we face, whatever our need today, we shall not be overwhelmed. Jesus leads us through even the darkest winter's night into his eternal spring. We heard in our epistle reading, no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. What a wonderful promise. wonderful things await us in heaven when the storm has passed and we are in safe harbor. But that promise begins now. God has prepared things for us now, here in this week ahead. Wisdom to make the right choices. Love for our family and friends and those we find it hard to love. The fruit and the gifts of His Spirit. All ours, all God's gift. Yes, now the flame of our faith is blown upon, but not extinguished. It is sheltered and protected. We persevere in the strength of the Holy Spirit. We are tempted in days and storms like this to withdraw, to batten down the hatches. But Jesus says, go. Go, take my light out with you from here. Be salt to flavor and savor your family and workplace. So take heart and be of good courage today. I close with these words of an American singer, Scott Crepain, who wrote this. Speaking of God, he wrote, "Sometimes He calms the storm with a whispered peace, be still. He can settle any sea, but it doesn't mean He will. Sometimes He holds us close and lets the wind and the waves go wild. Sometimes He calms the storm, and other times He calms His child." Let us pray. O Lord, the truth is the darkness is passing. The storm will subside. The true light is already shining. And You hold us in the brightness of Your presence. Your love surrounds us like the warmth of the sun. And like sunshine, Your peace fills our hearts with joy. Through Jesus, You have called us out of darkness into Your marvelous light. Thank You, Lord. Amen.